This call is being recorded.
It's full of fashion.
Hello?
Hi, this is Robin.
This is Robin Nozick.
Hi, Robin. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you.
That's good. I've got Linda and Tariro and John are here with me and Kate.
Hi, Robin.
Hi, how are you, Linda?
I'm very good. How are you?
Oh, well, you know, I'm hanging in here. Very busy, but...
Yeah,
but I'm glad I could join this morning. It sort of went on my calendar as like every day until the September or something.
Should be every 2 weeks on a Wednesday. So
yeah, no, it went on my calendar like every morning until the 2nd of September, I think. So I'm just, well, anyway, I'll make sure I put it right.
Thanks. Malekwa, are you there?
I'm sorry, what?
No, we were just checking to see if Malekwa was online.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay, I'll just go on mute now.
Hello.
Hi, is that John?
Hey, yeah, it's John. Hey, is that Linda?
Hi, this is Ronwin.
Hey, Ronwin, how are you?
Good, thanks, and you?
That's okay, thanks. I haven't heard your voice in a while. You've been up in Rwanda a lot recently?
I've been in the Free State, so in South Africa, but still traveling.
That's right. Great, yeah, well, we're sorry we missed you in last month in Cape Town.
Yeah, no, that's why you missed me last month, yeah.
Yeah. So before everyone else joins, what did you think of the comments on the BSSP thing?
They were great, thank you. I'm going through at the moment and trying to split it all out.
Okay, yeah, just my thought was that it, you know, it'd be nice to start with some really concrete evaluation criteria. I thought it would, because, you know, Jembe's got a lot to brag about with the development of the software itself. And I really wanted to capture that to make sure you guys get credit for that, and also so we can document what you're doing. And then getting into some of the other more holistic elements, you know, those are important, but I thought they could follow the more concrete stuff that we say about the actual technical work that you guys are doing up front.
Yeah, sure. No, it makes sense.
Great. And then that, you know, we can talk offline about that that template I sent you for the non-research determination. Pretty much any time you collect data, and you probably know this from your experience with Zen, Santis's COAGS, anytime you collect data with the CDC mechanism, you've got to either declare it as research and go through this long, convoluted process, or you have to go through this slightly more streamlined process to get a non-research determination. And so that template I sent you is the protocol that we need to present to the science office to justify that what we're doing is really evaluation and not what's classified as research under U.S. federal law, which I won't even get into because it's mind-numbingly complicated and boring.
Sure. No, that's fine. I'll have a look at the template. I haven't gone through it in depth. I did skim over it. But it
okay, yeah, I think there are 12 elements in it. The first five are really just who's who, and so I can fill in that stuff. The first couple of things that you'll need to generate narratives for, and these are short narratives, so don't go overboard with them. You know, the whole document can run maybe 10 pages. So just a lot of the narratives are things that we already have in our background documentation. Obviously, we're not going to be doing any sampling, so just, you know, a couple of clear, very clear statements to that effect that sampling is not part of this. You know, things like who are the population you're going to study. You know, we'll make something up about that. It's obviously, I'm not really sure. It will be you guys will be part of the study population and, and then users, I suppose.
Yeah. Okay, great. Well, I'll have a look at it in more detail and I'll come back with any questions if I have any, and then just try to start filling it out as we go along.
Okay, yeah, great.
Has anybody else joined the call?
Hi, this is Daniel here.
Hi, Daniel.
Hi there.
Okay, sorry, I'm just pulling up my agenda quickly. Carl sends his apologies. He's in another meeting at the moment, so he won't be able to join us today. But he's looking forward to hearing the team's input on the discussions that we will have.
Okay, great. I think Caroline is also indisposed today on our side. And Adam, as you know, is leaving our team, so I don't know if he may be checked out on this one already, and that's okay. So it's just me from this side.
Yeah, and guess what? I'm here, Robin.
Hey, Robin, how are you?
I'm okay, thanks. How about you?
Oh, fine. You're haven't been chased out by wildfires this summer?
Oh, no wildfires in Tucson that are chasing anyone right now. And I've been back and forth to Boston every other week, so I don't even get to be here very much. But anyway, enjoying my family and my work and being able to put it together is kind of nice.
Great.
Great. Sorry.
Yeah, go ahead. I'll stop talking.
There are two things that were on the agenda today. The one was a diagram of the sort of generic implementation plan that we've put together, which I just wanted to run through with everybody and then get some feedback as to how people feel about the process. And then the other was just to discuss the thesis video a little bit, but I'm not sure how much of that we can do without Carolyn on the line as well.
Well, I think we can probably feedback on the call that we had with Carolyn yesterday.
Good point. So just to start off with, has everybody had a chance to look at the diagram that was sent with the agenda?
I didn't, where is it? Sorry, I'm playing catch up here. It's not attached to the calendar announcement.
There was a reminder that was sent out at 1:42 yesterday.
By who?
By Tariro.
Tariro. Okay, sorry. Here it is. I got it.
Okay. So basically what it is, this is a generic implementation plan that we will use as the basis for kind of configurable, is that the right we're to be using configurable country-specific implementation plans. But in all implementations, we will start with the implementation preparation. And then what we've done is we've kind of created thesis as sort of modular in a way. So you would, you have the option of implementing the BSIS donor management module or the BECS, which would be the BSIS donor management module and the blood safety module.
Mm-hmm.
But from a generic perspective, what we're doing is they would be two sequential implementations. So you would do the implementation preparation, you would go in, deploy the donor management module, do the qualifications of that, then that could go live and would be followed by an implementation review, which would be used to improve upon the implementation plan for the blood safety module. And then we'd go back and deploy the blood safety module. And so you'd have the full BECS at the end of that process.
Okay. Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, so we thought that was quite a nice way to do it because a lot of the blood services we're going to be working with don't use computers or have very limited engagement with computers. And so going in slowly, it takes a bit longer, but you are more likely to have a lasting impact than if you just go in and do everything at once and find it too overwhelming to use and then they don't and everybody forgets how to use it and goes from there. So that was our motivation behind choosing this as a generic module. Of course, if there is an instance where there's a country like Rwanda who already has a BECS system, just wants to swap it out for BSIS, then we could compress these timelines. But that would be the country-specific configurable aspect of the implementation planning, as opposed to this, which is just the generic, this is the basis for what we're doing. So I don't know if anybody's got any questions.
Forgive me, I could Google this, but I'll just ask. What can you remind me what IQ, OQ, and PQ stand for again?
I'm going to hand over to Linda, our expert.
Okay, this is very
and if you want Robin, just let me know.
I was going to say, this is exactly what Robin taught me, so you go to the source.
It's looking good, Linda.
Yeah, so installation, operational, and then performance qualification.
Okay.
And actually, one of the questions I did want to ask, because I've also been doing a bit more reading, and I really wanted to ask both of you, I've seen sometimes they say that the operational and the performance qualifications could be combined. Does that make sense?
No, I find that very difficult because it's a much different kind of validation, and actually I'm experiencing that right now where I'm having to teach the difference. So in OQ validation, you really aren't caring a lot about what they do in daily operations. And if you do use what they do in daily operations, you'll miss things in the operational qualification because sometimes you use data that looks to the end user like it might be nonsensical, but it's data that can be entered into the system and maybe won't be entered into the system because it's worst case scenario, so maybe it will never be entered into the system by an end user. But you want to stress the system and make sure that if that data does get in the system handles it appropriately. And you really don't want to teach your end users some of these things that can be entered into the system. It's usually used, kept at the super user level. You can trust that they're not going to enter that data in normal operations. But in PQ, you're actually stressing the SOPs that have been written, and you're teaching them how to use the system in an appropriate manner so that they won't get the extreme experiences in the they got in the OQ validation, but you're training them what they should do every day in daily operations. And so it really gets complicated when you try and put those two things together, and I find that it just doesn't, you won't get the same really good OQ validation, and it could hamper the end user experience going forward if they actually use some of these things you've shown them how to do in OQ. So you get what I mean? It's kind of like kept for people, not for the eyes of the end user per se, but for the eyes of the QA and the super users to see what will happen if data gets in the system, for the confidence of the people that are running the system that no matter what, the system will handle the data appropriately. So that's my explanation about why it's not a good idea to put them together.
Thanks, that's perfect. That makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
And so I assume that also sounds as though it's preferable to clear the database between those two qualifications. So you're starting afresh with a PQ.
I mean, before you start PQ, you want to make sure that you've identified anything that isn't working in the system. And so, yeah, you may even have to revalidate an OQ before you do PQ, because you may have found some what we call showstoppers that would not allow the client to go forward unless it's fixed. A lot of times that's configuration in the system that's not quite right. Sometimes it's code changes, which you really hope is not code changes. You really hope it's configuration or user entry errors. But a lot of times there's a stop after the OQ, a fix of the system and a revalidation of the fix before you even go to PQ. So, but when you're in PQ, you're strictly teaching, you've taught them how they're supposed to use the system, and you're making sure that the SOPs are written, they can be followed, and when followed, you have a product that's got, you know, quality, potency, and what's the other P? QPP is in the product. So, you know, they all work together, but putting them, trying to do those two pieces together, I find people make that mistake thinking they're going to save time, and really they don't save any time.
Okay, no, that's great. Thanks for the clarity.
Yeah.
Sure.
Okay, great. Any other questions or comments around the diagram or the explanation of the diagram?
This is John. It looks great. This is really helpful. Is this something that's ready to start using in material that we share with the country teams to explain how you know, how GIMBY works and how BSIS could be expected to be delivered? Or do you want to revise it a little more?
I'm happy with it. It is going to the QCP along with the implementation plan, so we might want to wait until after that.
Okay. Yeah, that's fine. Yeah, we can talk about this again maybe when we talk about the video, because it seems like something that we might want to reference in the video, just to give people a sense of, you know, how the implementation will work.
Yeah. No, I think that's a very good idea. Okay, great. Then Linda, do you want to feedback on our conversation?
Yeah, thanks. Moving on then to the video, just to really feedback to the three of you. Ronwyn and I had a really nice call yesterday with Carolyn because she wasn't able to make today's call. So we talked about a couple of things, but we focused really on this video, and just to make sure everyone was on the same page. So basically agreeing that it's intended to be a short sort of 3 to 5 minute really promotional video that really highlights the core functionality, some of the major processes, and the phased approach, you know, the fact that you could implement just the donor management piece, or you could go for the full thing, or you could do it in stages. Carolyn's happy to take that on, and I know she's probably going to work very closely with you, John. The one thing we're just waiting for right now is Daniel's looking at some alternative color schemes to the black and white, just because we thought it would be more visually appealing to have a different color scheme. Obviously, the system is still in development, so there might be some minor changes to the UI, but probably nothing that anyone viewing a promotional demo would actually pick up on. So I think probably quite happy to move forward with that pretty soon.
Yeah.
Okay. Great. Well, we have a script. I don't know if Carolyn shared it with you yesterday. I voiced it out at 6:30 yesterday afternoon, so we have a bit of cutting to do and refocusing. And I was thinking maybe we would even consider breaking it into two short videos, one with kind of an overview of the purpose of the system and the sort of this implementation plan, just as an intro. And then the second one would be how the system actually works. And that would let us maybe cover more ground in two separate videos. Or we consider doing one slightly longer, maybe 10-minute or 8 to 10-minute video instead of a 3 to 5 minute. Because I think 3 to 5 minutes we could squeeze a short demo into, but we wouldn't get a lot of background in. And so we're going back and forth now to decide whether two separate videos would be better or one slightly longer video than we had anticipated.
Yeah, I must say, I think just off the top of my head, I'm thinking maybe the two separate ones might be the way to go, because just because also 10 minutes is quite a long time for anyone to watch a video. Everyone's got such short attention spans these days. But maybe if we've got a really good sort of 3 to 4 minute, that introductory one, it'll prompt people to then go and look at the second one with the full functionality.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Also, it's kind of easier if you're accessing somewhere from, you've got low bandwidth and stuff, it's a shorter video, easier to download.
That's quite a good point.
Right. Yeah, so that's what we're thinking. One of the things that we'd, Carolyn pointed out that I think is a good idea is the purpose of this video, really from a marketing perspective, is to tell people that the system is real and that it does exist and it's almost about ready to be implemented somewhere. And so we don't want to lose momentum by having a video that's just sort of PowerPoint animation. Because then people will be like, well, wait a minute, is the system there or is it not? And so we want to have some way to mix in the actual sort of live video screenshot with the background. So that's really what's going at the moment.
Yeah, no, that makes sense. And Carolyn did sort of make that clear to us yesterday. So really, I guess, the urgency of the need for this.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, I mean, I spent an afternoon doing some PowerPoint animations, which I'll send over to you because they might be useful for something else. But Carolyn took one look at them and she's like, John, is the system real or is it not? And I thought, okay, all right, it is real. That's,
okay, great.
Sure, and we should have a website by the end of September as our aim as well, which will have information on it, so you can refer people to that.
Okay, great.
Everybody nods. okay, great. I think those are the two items that were on the agenda for today. Is there anything else anybody would like to discuss on this call?
No, I can't think of anything. Just Daniel, since you're on the line, how are things going? Any sort of technical issues do you want to walk us through?
So development's actually going pretty well. It's on track. We've got a quietish team this week, just a few people on leave. But it's all going well. I think the only thing that having a little bit of a challenge with is that color scheme, just incorporating red into it, because it just, you know, red is generally a kind of warning, alert, flag kind of color. So what I'm going to do is just produce a couple different kind of schema options, and then we can just take it from there to have some examples to look at.
Okay. Yeah, I'm definitely not opposed to blue. I hear you on the red. So if it makes more sense to do red, blue, or something, that would be okay with me.
Okay, great.
All right, great. Thanks. And how are things going? Rob's not on the call yet. I'm glad to see you know, the permission to bring Rob on again has been signed off by PGO. Are you chatting with Rob pretty regularly, or has that not started yet?
We actually have had an initial call with Rob already. The reason he's not on the call today is he's at, I think he said it was SABT Congress.
Yes, sir.
And what we're doing over email right now is actually organizing a trip for September for Rob and Daniel to come down to Cape Town so we can work through the system then.
Okay, great. Just the only blackout dates that I know about for Rob in September is the week of the 21st. He's going to be with me in Uganda that week.
Yes, yeah, we've got that. And he's busy the week before, so we grabbed him for the 1st.
Okay, great. All right, good.
Okay, and Robin, also just to see you on Friday. We're getting a bit of feedback from the chat.
Sure. So, Robin, I'm not sure if you heard that. Linda just said she looks forward to chatting to you on Friday. Are we still on?
Yeah.
Still here.
Robin nodded. Okay. Oh, I'm sorry about the call on Friday. I'm sorry. Yes.
Okay. Yes, great. Yeah, so Jono and I will chat to you then.
Okay, I thought you said you'll see me Friday. I thought, oh, really? Okay, that's a long trip.
speak to you then.
Okay. You'll send me an invitation then, right?
Yes, I will do. Thanks.
Okay, thank you, Linda.
Okay.
So, well, I think that's all we had for today. If nobody's got anything else, then thank you very much for joining the call, everyone. And yeah, we'll chat to you in 2 weeks. If anything comes up that you want to know more about in the meantime, please feel free to send through an email.
Okay, great.
Great.
Okay, thanks, Paul.
Cheers, everyone.
Mm-hmm. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.